The History and Topography of Ireland. After Gerald of Wales. Part 14. Kingfishers and Their Natures.
Here are found those little birds which they call kingfishers, known in any country which they are present as a sign of health and vitality of the natural world. The kingfisher are watched over with some anxiety, and have at times even become the subject of discussion in the national parliament of the country. Of chief concern is the hunting of the birds, and the hoarding of their bright corpses by certain unscrupulous traders. The red back and green wings of the bird, which is known to live in the vicinity of rivers, has been rumoured to have an unusual property once its life has left it. If hung from the beak, the bird is said to remain in a state of pristine preservation, while also emitting a fresh and pleasant odour. Also, and perhaps most astonishing of all, the bird, although deceased, is said to renew a new plumage of feathers yearly, retaining its colour by presumably drawing on some other source of ardour and vigour than the biological source with which we are familiar. Recent fears regarding the numbers of kingfishers has eased among conservationists, owing to a strange development, perhaps a desperate evolutionary gamble on behalf of the bird. The extremely rapid bird has developed the ability to be seen only by some and not by all. Although proper research hasn't yet been completed, owing in part to internecine rivalries within university departments, it has been suggested that the bright kingfisher is revealing itself to people of a certain and more benign disposition. Shopkeepers and farriers have reported veritable plumes of kingfishers, as have nurses and shipwrights, van delivery men and hairdressers, as well as some but not all artists. Soldiers, data analysts, and for some strange reason jockeys have failed to see the birds, even in controlled scenarios. Although positive for the kingfisher as an isolated case, there is, I believe, a worrying implication should this survival technique become more widespread in the natural world. Should it come to a point where people look at the same world and see completely different realities reflected back to them, will all possibility for civilized exchange disappear? How do neighbours sensibly exchange words when they cannot even agree whether the air about them is full of the colour and darting flight of the kingfisher? So it is with great sadness that I must say that the way of the truth and the nature of the kingfisher must here diverge. For the truth must make itself seen to all, not hiding out of some fear of hostility. And it is by risking this visibility that it makes wisdom, as well as violence, possible to be shared.
You have been listening to The History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.